Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Welcome to episode 104. I'm a Thursday girl again, but a really kind of late Thursday girl. We're going with the flow, ladies. That's what we're doing right now. It is Thursday, November 15th. It's November 15th. It is a gloomy, rainy day. Both my boys are home from school with fevers. I think they feel okay, although interestingly, Will feels worse today than he did yesterday. Poor thing. So, and when Jack got up this morning and said he didn't feel well, it's sort of like, does he not feel well? Or is it one of those need a break from school things? But, and I decided, you know what, we're just going to let him lay low today. And sure enough, when he came down later, he had a fever. He felt warmish this morning, but he'd also just gotten out of bed. But he really does have a fever and not much of an appetite. So anyway, kind of slow, kind of quiet here today. I've done a lot of writing, and I have been just recently cutting out some more squares for the mosaic quilt. Also taking pictures of my applique block, which I'm very pleased with, and I talk about how pleased with myself that I am and how excited I am. And in fact, I have a bunch of books now waiting for me at the library about applique, about machine applique. And I want to learn more and do some more because it's really neat. And you know, the thing about doing this mosaic quilt is I like how the blocks look. And, you know, I go back and forth because sometimes I just like the process. And if you're just into the process, you know, just cutting out squares and doing half square triangles is all fine. And sometimes it's a little like, this is getting kind of boring. But that's okay. I'll muddle through. I would like a new project, but not until I figure out what I'm going to do about quilting the golden quilt. That's still on my list. I'm feeling a little bit more proactive about it. I do have a book of quilting patterns that I picked up a way back that I just came across. And so I think this weekend I will spend time looking at it and seeing if I want to do my own quilting markings as opposed to buying stuff off of Keepsake Quilts or someplace online. Offline would be here at my house. This is real life is offline, isn't it? Strange. So that's where I am. And let's see, I want to make this short one because I need to get making dinner. It's book club tonight. We are discussing A Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes. I actually have about 15 pages to read, which I'll skim. I liked it well enough. It's certainly obviously well written, and it's the story is told by an older, but not particularly elderly man. Let's call him in his 60s. I'm not sure if it says or not, but he's certainly in his 60s. And he has one child. He's divorced and has grandchildren. And so he's at that place in his life. He lives by himself, and he's actually thinking about some things that happened to him when he was young. A friend of his who was, Julian Barnes is British, and this is takes place in England, and it's a friend of his that he met in whatever the English equivalent to high school is, and who was quite bright, and everyone sort of looked up to in his group of friends, and who later commits suicide for supposedly philosophical reasons. And anyway, it's sort of he's brought back to that. I can't remember now what triggers his thinking about this, but the story is sort of pondering this and some things that happened to him. And, you know, it's all good. And philosophically, it's interesting. And there's a lot about memory, how we remember things, what we remember, how we narrate our own pasts. But it's also kind of got older man, middle class, white, not that exciting. And there's nothing wrong with that. I know a lot of people who fit that description are really quite nice and lovely. But so it's one of those books where I'm reading. I'm not frustrated by it. I don't think it's bad. And it won the Booker Prize. I mean, clearly it's a book worth reading. But at the same time, I'm not sure I would recommend it as, oh, this is a book you have to read. You know, so I'm kind of like, it's not like, wow, I hate this book. I'm reading it pretty happily, but I'm not enthralled by it. Perhaps that's the best way of putting it. And now I have to think about what I'm going to read next. And we're also getting to Christmas, and I'm working on my Christmas book list. I want a really good novel. Maybe the new Michael Chabon novel. What is that novel called? Telegraph Road. That's one. Perhaps the new Kate Morton novel. These are all books I have on hold at the library where I'm like, you know, person 27. I think I'm further back with that, with the Kate Morton But there's also the new Louise Erdrich book, which I was already interested in, and then it won the National Book Award, and that has increased my interest in it. So I'm trying to. There are a number of nonfiction books I know I'm going to ask for Christmas, books that I can't find in the local library, and books, you know, sort of about the various things that I'm interested in, Southern culture and folklore and folk life and that sort of thing. But I would like a good thick novel. So the week after Christmas, when I don't do anything but sit there in my jammies and eat bonbons, you know, it's really a nice time in front of the fireplace, eating pimento cheese and drinking Christmas punch and reading a good novel. So I have to think about that. Let me know if you have suggestions. I want to say thank you to everyone who took the time to comment on, I think, last week's episode. Whenever the last episode was, some of you chose to comment, and I appreciate you. And let me say who it is. So I want to say thanks to Noni, who just wanted to say, not much of a knitter. You know, my last episode I was doing a lot of knitting. I'm still doing a lot of knitting, but I knew that about Noni. She is not much of a knitter. Quilts always fit. I think that I heard that from Noni first. Heard from AG from Quilting Piece by Piece, and she says that the secret of knitting for her is to only make small projects, which is a really good idea because, you know, I'm good about finishing socks, and she is making small knitted mice. And you have there are these books out called like Knit Your Own Dog, which I actually have, and Knit Your Own Cat. And I'm tempted to do them, but I'm a little scared of tiny projects because there's so many, you know, you're doing all this increasing and decreasing. And when I've tried it before, my stuff never comes out like it looks like it's supposed to in the book. So I have to get past that. Let's see. I heard from Kelly the Fifth, who's very excited about my new applique life, and Tori, who says she has read both Tiny Beautiful Things, which I finished, by the way, and The Dollmaker. And yes, Tori, I'm pretty sure that Jane Fonda was in the TV movie of that. I've never seen it, so there you go. And she says, Eric will happily eat any chicken pot pie I want to send his way. Well, Eric, I might do that. Tori, tell Eric I might send him a chicken pot pie. He's such a nice boy. Heard from Dorothy. Oh, and this is good because, you know, I was talking about the Mitford books, and Dorothy, like me, has tried to like the Mitford books, but just can't. Now, who else did I hear from? I think it was A.J. Dubb, who said that to just skip over the second one, because she likes these books, but that should maybe skip over the second one, because that's the one I get stuck on. But Dorothy is saying, go over to the Miss Reed books. And you know what? I have read some of the Miss Reed books, and I do like them. That's M-I-S-S-R-E-A-D. And they are cataloged under the last name of Reed, although Miss Reed is a pseudonym. And according to Dorothy, Jan Caron said that they were her inspiration for Mitford. They're British books, and they're lovely. I got into a Miss Reed kick this summer and very much enjoyed them. So I'm glad to know not alone on my difficulty with Mitford. Not only difficulty, but the effort to love, and then the failure at that. But also for nice to know that someone else is reading Miss Reed, who I do like. Heard from Lisa, who loves the socks, says she wants to learn to do that. Lisa, you can. I think sock knitting, it looks very complicated because you're knitting on three or four needles. And I do my socks on three needles. But once you get the hang of it, it's actually really simple. Even turning the heel and doing the gusset, that's the most complicated part. But once you, there's just a little bit of a learning curve, and then there's nothing to it. So you can learn. I believe in you. Heard from Katie R., who says, I'm sorry to hear that people don't comment on your podcast. Shame on them, including me. But she's always sending good thoughts, as I know all of you are. And, you know, this time of year, it's just, we're heading into it, aren't we? We are heading into it. I think I talk about that, how I'm going to have all my Christmas stuff done by, like, December 1st. Ha! But that is my goal, to get a lot of stuff done early so I can actually enjoy the time of year. Because, you know, by the time Christmas rolls around, I am so often saying, I hate Christmas, which is terrible, but it's true. Anyway, hoping for better results this year. And also got a very nice comment from Kelly, the Pioneer Quilter. Kelly, thank you so much. And she said that she thinks that a dark binding on the golden quilt would define the edge. Yes. And someone else now, someone back here, suggested maybe red. Maybe red would look good too. Dorothy suggested red or blue. So, and I got a couple of nice emails, including one from Barbara. Barbara and I are, twins, separated at birth kind of thing, because we have a lot of the same interests. So it's very fun to hear from her. And we have a little correspondence going. And someone else, who was it that I had such a nice email from? Hold on, I'm going to check as soon as I find the pause button. Oh, I heard from Karen. Got a really nice email from her. Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you to everyone who was able to take the time to comment. I always appreciate hearing from you. And in general, just appreciate your good thoughts that you send across from your part of the world to mine. All right, then. Right at 40 minutes. Ooh, how good is that? Let's get on, then, with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. And yes, this is a quilt diary, not a knitting diary, and I don't actually have that much to report. It's going to be a very short diary, but I am so excited because I have cut out my pieces for my applique. This is the applique I'm doing with Jay, and you can go over to her blog. I may have mentioned this, but she does have a three-part tutorial posted on this applique, which is the rose wreath applique, and it's a very good tutorial. She walks you through step by step. So that is artquiltmaker.com. And it's, if you're not reading Jay's blog, it's a really fun blog. She is always working, always doing something, but she also keeps up. She has her finger on the pulse of the quilting world. She does, and particularly I think the online quilting world, and she just knows a lot about what's going on. So yay for Jay, and always. But I'm excited. Right now what I've got in front of me is the pattern pieces cut out and then pasted to template plastic. So I have my little template pieces. And the next thing I have to do is figure out colors. And what I have for the leaves, you can do all one color, but I have a number of pretty batiks, some of which were sent to me, maybe by Sally, maybe a couple from AJ Dub, but that are green and bluish green. And I really like them, and I think those are going to be my leaves. So this could be a batik rose wreath. Good Lord, I love batiks. I just do. So I'm excited about this. And so partly I'm coming online here to just say, you know what? It is exciting to try something new. And I say this as someone who, A, never thought I would be a quilter, and here I am making quilts, and B, someone who never thought I would do applique, and I have a Dresden plate to my name. I still have a couple petals to sew down. I'm going to do that. It's really pretty. You know, I should finish it. And now I'm on my way to doing a rose wreath applique, and after that, I'm going to be an art quilter and just do crazy art quilts because I can applique now. Well, I don't actually know if I can applique now. That's the hoot. All I've done is cut out some paper and tape and glued it to plastic. So we probably should wait, a day or two and let me actually cut out pieces and see if I can do this. But it's neat. It's neat to try something new. I should say I already got a comment on episode 103, so last week's episode, which I just posted today. But I was so excited to actually have some quilting news, I thought I would go ahead and do a diary entry. Got a comment from Noni, one of her, and I know Noni and I go way back on the knitting because she has done some knitting but has found it frustrating. So, and you know, there's another person I haven't even mentioned when it comes to knitting. Her name might or might not be Sandy. She might or might not have a podcast called Quilting for the Rest of Us. Total non-knitter. I think kind of anti-knitting. Sort of sad. I know there are people who listen to this podcast who are also knitters. You don't come here. You don't come to me for knitting talk. I understand, but you don't mind it. Some people, though, against knitting. But Noni, I think, has just had frustrations, and you know, she's got a lot going on. So, you know, Noni, we need a podcast episode from you, don't we? Yes, we do. Okay, so I just wanted to share that with you. It's Saturday night. I love Saturday. I just got back from the gym. I have a glass of wine in front of me that I have not drunk, although the way I'm talking, you think, wow, I think you've had a couple. No, I've had a sip. It's very nice. I have not been drinking wine, it makes me sleepy. I really love it, and my problem is if I have a glass, I'm being very good lately. This is the first glass of wine I've had in several weeks, but even before then, I'm just pouring a glass and saying, that's it, honey. That's all you get, because I really like red wine, and drinking two glasses, then I just have to nap. It's so sad. So I'm having this one glass of wine because it's Saturday night. I've been to the gym. I lifted weights. I'm a weightlifter now. You don't know that about me. I actually went to do cardiovascular machines to go, you know, not the ellipticals. There's something else. I can't remember what it's called. It's similar to the elliptical. It's more like, and it's not, it's sort of, say, mix elliptical and cross-country skiing, and that's what you have. So you're, it's easier on your knees than the ellipticals. And I went and started that, and I just wasn't up to it. Man, we had 3 10-year-old boys, fourth grade boys at our house last night, and they were fine. They're really nice kids, but they stayed up late. They got up really early. They're all, I know Will's just kind of tearful and cranky today. I'm sure they all are. And I woke up at 4 and couldn't really get back to sleep till 5:30. Came up downstairs, got a glass of milk. Normally what I would do, and this happens to me more and more. I think I'm just perimenopausal, maybe even menopausal, but not really, because no. But anyway, normally what I would do is get a glass of milk and then go up into my study and read and fall asleep and then go back to bed. But the boys were sleeping in my study on the big inflatable mattress, so I just went back to bed and lay there and thought about things till about, 5:30, and then went to sleep and slept till 8, but little tired. So when I got on the machines today, I'm just like, you know, this is not happening for me. So I lifted weights, and I really like lifting weights, and I feel very kind of, I've been lifting weights on a fairly regular basis since the end of the summer, and you know, I can actually see changes. You know, it's not like I'm losing tons of weight, but there's some kind of resculpting going on. Have you watched this new show called Nashville? It's with have I brought this up? Aren't you tired of me always saying, have I talked about this? Well, I'm hoping that if I've forgotten, then you have forgotten. But it's a new show. It's on Wednesday night on ABC, whatever Modern Family is on. Love Modern Family. We DVR Modern Family and Nashville, but usually we catch up with Nashville live. We watch our Modern Family and kind of segue into Nashville. Anyway, it's with Connie Britton, who was the coach's wife on Friday Night Lights. Just fabulous. And she's an aging country star. It's not, you know, this is a show that's gotten a lot of raves. Like, this is the best new show of the season. I mean, I don't watch a lot of new shows. We tend to Netflix stuff or get, you know, I'm not saying I don't watch TV, but for the last couple of years, the only show we've kind of kept up with live as it comes out, each new episode is Modern Family. So I don't know what the other shows are like. So this could be the best new show of the season. It's a little soap opery, but she's great, and she looks great. She's got great arms. She looks her age. She must be in her early, mid-40s, and you see that in her face. She's, you know, she's beautiful, but I love that about her, that she lets her age show. But she just has great arms. She's got a trainer, right? But she looks good, and comparing her to, I don't know the actress's name in Modern Family, the mom. What is her name? But you know, the very pretty mom, not Gloria, but the other, and not the gay couple, but the other mom. But she's very thin, so she clearly works out. What is her name? Driving me crazy. Clearly works out, but she does, to me, she looks too sculpted and too thin, whereas Connie just looks fabulous. She looks quite real. She looks like she works out, but just looks good. And, you know, I'm not going to end up looking like her, no matter how many weights I lift, because one thing, I'm 5'4 and a half. Not blonde. Don't have long, honey blonde tresses or any of that. But I like to think maybe I can get my biceps a little better than they are. I think my elbows, I think we're past the point of no return with the elbows and the knees. You know, that's the thing they don't tell you. That's the thing that there's just no getting away from. Your knees, your elbows, your neck. I don't know how you get around those issues when it comes to aging. Well, neck, you wear a lot of scars. Anyway, watching Nashville, enjoying Nashville, very much enjoy her. It is kind of a soap opera, but you know, I'm not against soap operas. All right, well, now I've gone a long, long way off of applique, but I am, can you hear it? I'm flicking the applique. Very exciting. So I will be back, hopefully, with a picture of a real live applique. Very exciting. Have a good weekend. Bye. Quilt Diary, day two. It's Tuesday, November 6th, election day. Yes, I voted. I voted on Saturday. Did I mention this? I can't remember when I last recorded. This is so sad, but yes, I voted Saturday. So all the exhortations on Facebook to go vote, I was just like, yeah, I've already voted. A lot of people have. Anyway, we shall see what happens. We will have hope for the future no matter what happens. Yes, all will be well. Anyway, I actually feel odd. I feel like I'm interrupting Sandy because I'm listening to Sandy over Quilting for the Rest of Us, her most recent episode, which I think she actually posted about a week ago. And I'm just getting caught up, so I'm having a nice time listening to her and working on my applique. But now I'm interrupting Sandy to come tell you that I have actually done the first part of my wreath. That's right. I have the wreath circle actually applique, and this is not hand applique, but machine applique. I have it stuck to the background. That was not easy. It is not perfect, but it's stuck. It's a circle. It's a wreath, boys and girls. It's circular. It looks pretty circular. Is it on there perfectly? No, but that's okay, because we're not about perfect here at the Off-Kilter Quilt. Anyway, you know, I know some of you, I know many of you are very experienced quilters and have done reams of applique, and I just appreciate your support as I go through this. I appreciate that you're not sitting there rolling your eyes going, yeah. And I know that there are those of you who are listening who are newer quilters or newish quilters who've not done applique or are just starting your own adventures with applique. And I know that you are also being supportive and clapping and going, yay. So, you know, I've done so little and expect so much from you. It's not right. But I just wanted to share that. It's neat. It's neat. And now I have to actually go do some zigzag sewing, which is frightful because I've never done that. But I'm going to figure it out. I've got my Bernina manual, and I'm going to make that happen. And then I'll come back and tell you all about that. And just think of yourself as holding my hand through this process. Because it scares me and frightens me a little bit. Yeah, I'm assuming I'm just going to pause this and come back in a little while. I'm feeling guilty because I really need to get on these socks. But, you know, whenever I start working on quilting and I've been away for a little bit, like I was away most last week, I feel like, oh, this is all I want to do. I just get quilt fever. I've got quilt fever. But Thanksgiving is coming, and my big hope is that I will have all Christmas presents to people who I'm going to say Thanksgiving ready. Wrapped. Here you go. Merry Christmas. Open it the 25th and not a minute sooner. That's my dream. So I need to get these socks done. But right now, I'm appliquing, baby. So I'm going to pause this and then I'll come back with more excitement. Maybe I'll go take a picture of my ring so you can see it. Ooh, exciting. More soon. All right, I'm back. I've just zigzagged around my inner ring, my wreath ring. And I've learned something about zigzagging. Well, using the needle, the proper needle, not the proper needle, the proper foot. So I have a zigzag foot, foot zero. And thanks, Mom. And so I did the inner part of the ring first. And, you know, it's kind of when you're doing a circle. I've never sewed in a circle before. When you're doing a circle, you know, you got to handle those curves. And sometimes I'm looking at it now and I kind of go in and out and up and down. I'm like, how do you know where to stay? And then when I started sewing the outside, I realized that on the foot, there's a little notch sort of in the middle of the foot. And as long as you put that right on the edge of your fabric of your ring, then you just follow that. And lo and behold, it comes out very nicely and evenly. Now, am I going to go back and re-sew the middle? No, I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe I will. I need to make that decision right now. It's not, I didn't pick a really dense zigzag. I went with the 1.5 zigzag. So maybe I will. Will anyone ever notice? Will you notice? I should take a picture and show you. Of course, by the time this is posted, oh, I don't know. The outside looks so nice. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do that. But I feel like, wow, here it is. It's just almost 9 o'clock, and I have I have put stabilizing paper behind my block. I have cut out the ring and appliqued it and zigzagged it. I can't believe the progress I'm making. I'm a star. Wow, this is really cool. Yeah, I guess I'll go pick out those stitches. It won't be too hard. I wanted to tell you something else before I forget. There's a new series, or I guess it started this fall on PBS, called Call the Midwife, or Call the Midwives. I think Call the Midwife. And I knew it just would not be a show for me and the man, because I knew it was going to have, I'd heard it's a little bit graphic and the birthing, and I just didn't, you know, the man was with me when I gave birth, and I think he's done his share. He's done enough. But I don't know how I discovered this. Maybe somebody posted something on Facebook, but you can watch it right now on PBS. All you have to do is, like, give them your email, and you can watch all the episodes. They're available to the beginning of December. So I'm watching the first one. It seems very good. It is, you know, I personally, you know, I'm not a midwife or a maternity ward nurse, so I'm not aching to be, to overhear women in labor, because I've been there, done that. But nonetheless, it's British. So it takes place in 1950s Britain in the East End, and it's essentially a convent. The midwives live in a convent, so some of the midwives are nuns, and others are just nurses, trained midwives, and they are mostly, so far, I haven't even finished watching the first episode, their clientele, so to speak, are, you know, poor working class women. So anyway, it seems good. I don't feel like I've paid it full enough attention, but if you're looking for something to check out, you know, and it's PBS and it's British and all that, go over to the PBS site and you have a few weeks where you could watch the series. So I want to tell you that. I don't know if I'll be back again or not. I think I'm going to re-zigzag, and then we'll see how I feel. I'm kind of still getting into the groove with the change of time. I don't know if it's daylight savings or return to standard. I think it's daylight savings. Anyway, which is actually kind of nice, because it's nice to wake up around 6:30 and the sky is getting light, and I actually don't have to get up until 7, but I've been coming down about 6:45, and, you know, just drinking a glass of tea. I'm not drinking coffee. You know, I was for a little while, you know, after all my stomach ailments this summer. I wasn't drinking coffee, and then I started again, but I think it's just too hard. I can pretty much handle anything else, but the coffee is just, like, too much. I'm not saying I'll never drink coffee again, but right now I'm just doing English breakfast tea and Irish breakfast tea and then a lot of herbal teas. So just thought I'd share the state of my stomach with you. All right, that's it for now. Might be back later this evening, or it might be in a day or two. One never knows. Quilt diary, day 2 or 3. I don't even know what day it is. People, this is getting bad. It's Tuesday. It's November 13th. And I'm not a Thursday girl or a Saturday girl, or I don't even think I'm going to be a Tuesday girl, because it's after 9. I'm not going to post this tonight. Oh, I'm just all over the place. You'll have to forgive me. And I don't even know what I've said in the other quilt diary, parentheses S, diaries, could be diaries. So I'm at a loss. But the good news is I finished my applique wreath that I worked on with Jay, and I really like it. I'm going to take a picture of it. All of a sudden, I sound very strange. I'm going to take a picture of it and post it. And I'm really, really pleased. And I'm excited to do more applique. And in fact, I think I finished it. Let me think. I must have finished it Friday, because I feel like Jay and I Skyped on Friday night. And then Saturday, I went back to Joanne's and got more fusing paper. Is it called fusing paper? Maybe. Fusion. I got more fusion at Joanne's. And on Sunday, I sat down and tried to draw out a picture that I wanted to applique, and that was like, I don't know. So I need to go back to the drawing board. But I have this picture in my mind of fall trees. Today I saw the exact picture I wanted to do. I saw it outside. Fall trees, sort of half-leaved, half of the leaves still on the trees, which is how things are around here. Beautiful, bright yellow leaves still on the trees, but the trees are just about half full. And then today I was walking out to my car and I saw these trees, and then about 3 crows just flew off through the trees. That's what I want to make. That's my first art quilt, but I don't know how to do it. I think I have to draw it first and then cut out templates and do various things. I should get a book. I really should. If I'm going to try to do this on my own, I should get a book. Do you know the book I should get? I don't know the book I should get. Do you know? Please tell me. I'm excited about that. Otherwise, all I've been doing is cutting out squares for the mosaic quilt and thinking that I really need to quilt my sister-in-law's, the golden quilt. And I need to come to a decision whether or not I'm going to buy fancy quilting stuff from Keepsake Quilts. Keepsake Quilting. Or if I'm just going to come up with a pattern and draw it on the quilt. I haven't decided. I need to decide that soon. The weekend's not coming up. That's hilarious. I'm so forward thinking. It's Tuesday. I'm like, oh, it's almost the weekend. It's really not, but my week is busy. So my mind has already skipped ahead to where I'm going to have some free time this weekend. I don't think I posted this past weekend. And you know why? Because it was exhausting. It was such an exhausting weekend. I had to recover from it. I had to recover from my weekend. And I didn't do anything fun on Saturday. Saturday is one of those days. And I have to say, I have been so fortunate all fall. I've had all these free Saturdays. Will did not do lacrosse this fall. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. So I've had all these free Saturdays where, you know what, I've not had anything scheduled. And I've just gone to Whole Foods so I can go buy my, you know, happy chicken and happy turkey that lived good, healthy lives. And then go over to the North Carolina Folklife Institute, where I've been doing some volunteer work. And right now I'm helping digitize slides for the archives, for the digital archives. So I go and do that, and then I do this, and I do that. Well, this last Saturday, I made up for it. I just was up and running. And you know what I'm really tired of? Children's birthday parties. We're almost out. Will is in fourth grade. And I think we're really just kind of at the end of this. And he got invited to a party at Vertical Edge, a climbing place. And he ended up having a lot of fun. Now, the funny thing is the girls who the party was for is actually not Will's friend. Her mother and I are friends. And what Francine did was just invite, and Leah Francis is the girl's name. And she is, I like her. I think she's a very bright, interesting girl. But she is an odd bird. It's an odd bird family. And I like them all immensely because I like odd birds. But odd birds don't always do well in a school setting socially. So I think to sort of fill the party out, Francine invited kids whose mother she really liked and who she knew were nice kids and social kids and who would be good to invite to the party. And Will's a kid like that. Will gets along with everybody and, you know, it's a climbing party. He was into it and he had a good time. But this place was just way out. Where we live, I don't even want to get into it, but there's just sort of in this vast no man's land where it's sort of industrial parks, to the extent that we have industrial parks here, with little like kids party places in, you know, in like one corner. So like the Vertical Edge climbing place or the bouncy jungle place. And it's very odd. And you just drive out to the middle of nowhere and drop your kid off in this warehouse. It's bizarre. After you sign the safety waiver saying essentially you understand that your child may be killed doing this activity and you won't sue. Yeah. Anyway, so this place was one of those places and it was very hard to find. And so that was one of my things. Anyway, just tired. I'm at the end of my birthday party rope. I think we are about done. Will hasn't had a birthday party in years. He just has sleepovers with Wynn and Gavin. It's very nice. And Jack is way beyond the birthday party. Oh, he does have bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs. So, but that's a different thing. And the synagogue is right across the street from where we live. So it's cool. We could pretty much walk. So, but we had a birthday party, and Jack went on a bike ride with his friend Spencer, and I drove him over there and did this and that, and the man was doing, like, mowing the lawn, the last lawn mowing of the season, and he drives so much during the week, I hate to ask him to drive on weekends. So I just was driving hither and yon, and it was exhausting, especially Will's birthday party that he went to was late in the afternoon, and we got totally lost, and then I was kind of freaked out leaving him there. A friend of ours was there who was going to drive him home, and someone, you know, but there was something about it because by the time I dropped Will off, after we finally found this place, and it was just in this weird, funky spot, and it was kind of a funky place, and you know, it's funny because Will really did end up having a good time, but you know, we got in there and they weren't really his friends. I'm like, I'm just dropping him off with these people who are not really his friends in the middle of nowhere, and you know, by the time I got home, I'm like, where's the wine? Just give me the wine. So that was a tiring day. And then Sunday we went to see my mother-in-law, Malvina, in Charlotte. And, you know, she was good. Her health seems very good. And her brother, she's in her late 70s, and one of her younger brothers, who's in his late 60s, has been coming over. He's retired, and I think he's bored to death. So coming over and doing work on our house. And they get along really well. They've always been really good friends. So I think she's has had company and is doing a lot of work. So she seems good. She's a little nutty, and sometimes she says things in front of the children. You're just looking at her like, I cannot believe you just said that in front of my child. But there you go. The boys just kind of roll with it. I think that she says stuff that they don't realize how outrageous it is. Not terrible, terrible, but, you know, just enough. But the man and I are looking at each other like, yeah. We'll pretend that didn't just happen. And that's a two-hour drive, and the traffic was bad because there was a Carolina Panthers game in Charlotte. So by the time we got home, I was beat. And yesterday, I didn't even go to – I blew off Bible study. I'll probably burn in hell. But I was just like, I just mentally do not have the energy to do this and just have a lot of stuff going on this week. So I am forecasting the weekend where I don't have anything to do on Saturday. I probably will go and do a little volunteer work at the Folklife Institute because I really enjoy doing that. But I actually have on my to-do list, and this is from last weekend, didn't touch it, right? But right here it says, finish Julia Roberts sweater, finish Will sweater. And I want to commit. I want to commit to doing that this weekend. I have finished my niece's socks, and I have just started on my nephew's socks, but they're little kid socks. So I'm hoping I will get Devin's socks done pretty quickly. If you'll recall, we're going to Louisville for Thanksgiving, and I want to have my nieces and nephews Christmas presents to bring with us. One less thing to mail. So I'm just trying to get Christmas out of the way. I am trying to get Christmas out of the way by like December 1st. You know, I've already got lists of stuff, you know, for the kids, and I've got my Christmas list, and the man has been keeping a list all year. He has that tough birthday of January 7th. And it's the, you know, you kind of try to get Christmas all figured out for him and get neat stuff. And then Christmas is over and you're like, oh man, his birthday, dag. And so this year he's very thoughtful. He said just all year long, if he's seen something, he's trying not to spend a lot of money. So he's been really good about delayed gratification. And if he's seen something he really wants, he's put it on a list, and I've been doing that a little bit too. So we're working on our Christmas list, and we have lists for the boys, and I have no doubt the boys will have extensive lists for us. So but I just want to get it all done so Christmas could actually be Christmas. Wouldn't that be nice? My parents might come. That would be lovely. Mom, if Dad doesn't want to come, I understand. It's hard to travel. Travel takes a lot out of you. Either way, it works. But anyway, I would like Christmas to be a religious holiday. I know that's crazy talk, but that's one of my goals. That's one of my dreams. Can I do it when I'm screaming into this microphone in a month from now, less than a month from now? You'll know, no, she couldn't do it. That. Oh, well, but I'm trying. Will I get some quilting done? I don't know. What I'm going to do is spend some time this week just sketching and see if I can come up with a picture and see. Maybe I'll find a book. Tell me what book I need to help me do this kind of applique I'm thinking of, where I'm making a picture with fabric and fusing web. What is that called? Don't even tell me. I'm sorry. I'm just not worth very much as a podcaster. I am sorry. But, you know, fortunately, there are other podcasters who are really good and remember the names of things and actually talk about quilting and will quilt. And they're neat, and I'm so happy they're around. I love listening to them, and I would recommend, you know, you just kind of shut this off and go listen. All right, enough of that. You know what? I'm going to finish this, and then tomorrow we'll take the picture of my wonderful applique block that I'm very excited about, and we'll have everything ready to post on Thursday. And you know I'm not posting next Thursday because it's Thanksgiving, but you know what? I will interview my mom. Very exciting. So that'll be something to look forward to in the near future. Hope wherever this finds you, whenever this finds you, hope you're having a good week and a good day, and you're getting your quilting done because it makes you happy. And you know what? I want you to be happy. The end. See you next time.